24. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Say glory when you get there. Glory. You guys are fast. And he arose from there and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered into a house and desired no one to know it. He's trying to get rested up, you know. But he could not be hidden. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek Syrophoenician by race. And she begged him that he would cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, let the children first be filled, for it is not right to take the children's loaves and to throw it to the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said to her, for this saying, go, the demon has gone out of your daughter. And when he had come to her house, when she had come to her house, she found the demon had gone and her daughter lay on the couch. Praise God. So Jesus was telling her, I know you all know these verses. He was telling her that he was sent to the Jews first. Not the Gentiles. But what did she do? She used her faith. She used her faith. And so, you know, the Gentiles were going to come into the promises in a few years once he had resurrected. She didn't wait. And I want you to get that tonight. She didn't wait. Okay. She pulled her future. She pulled in her future and she received the promise as a covenant child, even in a time frame when it wasn't available. Even in a time frame when it wasn't available. You got to get that, okay? So, I said, even in a time frame when it wasn't available. You remember what Martha said to Jesus about Lazarus? She said, I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection. Remember that? Said at the last day. And Jesus said to her, girl, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. I am now. I am right now the resurrection. And I want you to get this, the life. He is the life. That's going to mean something to you in a minute. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. I just read that over Bonnie the other night, right before she left. Went in there, flipped that scripture and said, here you go. Jesus is the resurrection. To be absent from the body now, right now, is to be present with the Lord. Yes. Glory to God. It wasn't long after that. She crossed over. Praise the Lord. Next day, I guess. Something like that. So, he tells her that. So she'll never die, that they'll never die. And he asked her, do you believe this? Now that is rising above time. That's rising above time. And the man he raised from the dead had been dead for 4 days. That's rising above time. Amen? So, church, time is supposed to serve you. You weren't meant to serve it. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you the secret of right now. And that's the name of the sermon. The name of the sermon is The Secret of Right Now. I'm going to tell you the secret. You ready? You want to hear the secret? Okay, I'm going to get to it here in a minute. Okay. So the secret of right now. Praise the Lord. Listen to this scripture. Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now listen to me. This is going to be kind of catchy here. Now, so look at the word live. The just shall live by faith. Now, live can be certain things, grammatically. It could be a verb and it could be, it's life right now. I live. I'm living, you know, it could be that, Hebrews said, well, let me say this. As a verb, it is right, live right now. So live right now. I want to back up and say that again. Live right now. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is. Okay? We're going to put it together. So if you're living, you are alive right now. As a verb, it means it's happening right now. As an adjective or an adverb, it means something that's going on right now and is not delayed. It's not delayed. You know, like live from New York. Come on. You get that? Okay. So, you know, I kind of did that like Saturday Night Live. Y'all got that? Okay. Got that. Okay. So, which I don't watch. So, okay. So, it's right now. So it wasn't pre-recorded and it's not way out here. Live. Right now. Live from Victory Church. Wednesday night service. Right now it's live. Right now you're live. Yeah. Okay. So. Okay. Now walk with me. The just shall live. Right now, not later. By faith. You shall live right now. You shall live right now by faith. Yeah. So faith is the way to live, to live. Okay? I'm doing that on purpose. It's dangerous to live in a way that you don't need faith. Because four books of the Bible tell us the just shall live by faith. So you're not to live by figuring things out. You're not to live in doubt. You're to live by faith. Okay, by faith in God, right? So, faith can't get stagnant then. Jesus spoke to a fig tree and it withered from the roots. Did it? Okay. So, now the disciples asked him about it. And he said something that we're all very familiar with. Have the faith of God. That's what he told them. They said, what about that? And he said this. This was his answer. Have the faith of God. Okay. So, praise the Lord. Some translations say in, but of is perfectly translatable. So now this is good because you need to realize that God gave you his faith. He just didn't give you some faith. The book of Romans tells us he gave you the measure of faith. Are you with me? So he gave it to you. So you have the faith of God. And God's faith can move mountains. You remember Gideon? So he had all those guys that were going to battle. And he said, no, let's just get down to 300 and faith. Not just 300, but 300 in faith. Okay. So he needed the faith to be there. So God wants you to live by faith. Now please listen to me very mindfully right here. I want to tell you something. Church, God can furnish you with some power if you bring the faith. Did you get that? He can furnish you with eternal power if you bring the faith. You know, I'll bring the chicken if you bring the Chick-fil-A sauce. Okay. That's all I could think. Okay. So, but I'll bring this. Now get this statement. I wrote this down in bold. The problem won't turn on the power. Your situation won't turn on the power. You can plead and cry and beg and whine and talk about it. It's not going to turn on the power. The power gets turned on when you use faith. Then the you bring the faith, he'll bring the power. You familiar with these three terms? Passover, Pentecost, Tabernacles. What are they? The feast. Very good, class. The Passover, you know as the lamb that was slain. Jesus is our Passover lamb, right? It was a time of sacrifice. Israel's first Passover happened right before they were delivered from bondage in the book of Exodus, right? Okay. Then you know Pentecost. What's Pentecost? When the Holy Spirit was poured out. For the Jews, it was when the law was given, right? Shabbat? My Jewish interpreter there is not looking at me, but I think it's called Shabbat, when the law was given. Okay. So, Then you know tabernacles, that's the last feast, that's the ingathering of the harvest, and it signifies to us spiritual maturity and rest, right? And then prophetically, that means whew, out of here, the catching away of the saints. Now, look at these three. Here's three more words. Outer court, holy place, most holy place. Passover, Pentecost, tabernacles. Outer court, holy place, most holy place. These are rooms of the tabernacle of Moses, right? Y'all know this stuff. You're scriptorians. Okay. So I want to use these as a way to give you a picture of where you are right now in your walk with God. Okay? You've experienced the Passover. As I look around the room on our Wednesday night crowd, I would have to say that you all, I believe, 100%, you've received Jesus as your Savior. So you've received the sacrificial lamb. Amen. If you hadn't, you need to do that tonight. So you've walked through the outer court. Now, most of you have experienced Pentecost. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So you walk through the holy place, the candlesticks filled with oil, the light shining on the showbread, spirit and word. You've come through that, right? So you're into the second room. You've moved on in. All right. Now, there's one more room, and it's called the most holy place. I don't know how many Christians go there. But it's like tabernacles. It's a place of Sabbath rest. It's a place of the finished work. The finished work. In the outer court, there's a lot of flesh. Come on, you know it. Before you were baptized in the Holy Spirit, you were a Christian, but you were still a stinker. I was. You just didn't have the power you needed. You received power after the Holy Ghost came on you, and you began to pray in your language and do all that. You began to change.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes. Church, we need to get everybody in this church baptized in the Holy Spirit, and then they'll quit deciding when they want to come and when they don't want to come and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And they need to keep getting baptized in the Holy Ghost. It'll change their heart. They just want, and for those of you that are baptized in the Holy Ghost and you're still, crank that thing up.
Glory to God.
Get baptized again. Crank it up, Jesse. Praise the Lord. That was free. Yeah, that's right, Bob. Use it. So, there was a lot of flesh. In the holy place, you still see, you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, but you still see your humanity. Praise the Lord, I'm praying about that, I believe I received, but then out of the other corner of the mouth, it's, I don't know, but I don't know what we're going to do about this, and, you know, the devil's trying to kill me, or whatever, you know, I'm just not sure, you know, the doubt's still there. But when you go into the holy place, you're in a different place. Amen. There's no flesh in there. They couldn't go in there. They couldn't go in there like that. There was so much power and presence there. You had to do the, you know, the blood had to be sprinkled, all that. Y'all know all that stuff. Okay, because I don't have time to teach that. Okay, now, so I want to submit to you that our Father wants us to live in the most holy place. The place where there's no works of the flesh. You're like, could we really do that? Yes, absolutely, yes, you can do it. It's there for us. Well, nobody said amen, but I believe it. So praise the Lord, Pastor Roxanne. That's good, Roxanne. I'm glad you like that. Hallelujah. So I just want to submit to you that we can live there. Does it mean you'll never make a mistake? No, but if you just get in there, if you just get on in there and make a quality decision to get in there, you're going to find out it's pretty good living. Well, what's the price? You stop losing and get out of the curse. So we can experience our promised land right here and right now. We're going to have heaven on earth. The only thing getting in our way is trying to earn it or figure it out. You're either trying to earn it because you have a bunch of religious stuff and you think God's mad at you or that you got to prove something, and you don't. And the other side of that is figuring it out. Well, if we could, there's nothing wrong with using your mind, church, but you got to use it right.
Yeah.
Can't be worry and fretting or here's a good word. I guess this is kind of a Texas thing, but conniving.
Yeah, yeah.
If I can manipulate this and I can manipulate that, then we could make this happen.
Yeah.
But you could just live in the holy place. Amen. See, all that stuff comes out of the soul. And when you're in your soul and you're doing all those things, it affects your whole life, especially your body. You keep hurting. You keep getting hurt. You keep all these things keep going on with you. That's because of soul issues. And look straight ahead. We've all done it. But you can walk away from that. You could come into the holy place and let God be your decision maker because he wants to. You don't have to manipulate anything. It'll go your way. You know what? Want to know why? Because it's going to go God's way. You're like, well, it sure doesn't look like it in America. Oh, honey. This is all getting exposed. It's going God's way. Now, this is not something we earn. This is something that has been paid for. It's something we receive and walk into. Just like you are. Walk right into it. There's something that God wants us to see beyond the veil. There's an experience beyond Pentecost. There's an experience beyond Pentecost. Well, you know, I got saved and then I got sanctified and then I was baptized in the Holy Ghost, so I'm all good. No, this is the next step. This is actually a step into where you want to go and what you want to do. It's the Sabbath rest. Amen. It's not hard. You just have to say no and go in. You have to say no to your flesh. So it's living from the finished work, church. You live from the finished work. When God finished his work, he blessed the Sabbath. He empowered that time, that Sabbath, that rest to do the work. It's a vehicle. It runs on its own and you get in it. You get in the Sabbath rest and it's going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Can y'all take something big here?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another perspective that the Lord showed me. The outer court is 30-fold harvest. The inner court is 60-fold harvest. But the Holy of Holies is 100-fold. It's 100-fold. That's where the 100-fold is. It's when you're not touching it, that all you're doing is using your faith. You're not using any kind of manipulation, any kind of, it's not you're not using your brain, you're just using your brain right.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Better use your brain. But use it right. All right. Now, so as you're baptized with this new room, this third dimension, you're going to see a change in your harvest. Amen.
Amen.
So when you live in the rest and the finished work of Jesus, when you're not trying to earn or figure or worry, you open to the 100-fold. That's when it's going to come in. And let me tell you how to live in the third room. In the most holy place, you live differently. Here's how you do it. This is so easy. To live in the holy place, you inquire instead of reason. You just inquire instead of reason. Instead of thinking, what am I going to do? You say, what do you want me to do? Actually, it's this. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say about this? That's what it is. What do you want me to say? The door's stuck. What do you want me to say? Not get the Get the crowbar. We'll break that door down. No. What do you want me to say? Door? Whatever it is. Open or whatever. And it opens. That's what happened to the plane door, remember? Mm-hmm. With Brother Copeland. Okay. So, and many, many, many things. To live in the third room, you inquire instead of reason. You seek instead of crunching numbers or analyzing. You live like Jesus did on the earth. He only said what the Father said, and he only did what the Father told him to do. You see what God has for the situation instead of trying to figure it out on your own. Why does this work so well? Because God has already been to your future. That's why it works. He's Am. He's I Am. He's already seen how it turns out if you go his way. He had the answer to the situation already because he's eternal. He does not live in the time realm. He lives in eternal realm. He handled it from the finished work. I got that. So you can see, you ought to know real clearly how Israel, the thing with Israel is going to end. It's already been written. It's already been said. It's already been written. So if you're going, oh no, you don't, go read the book.
Yeah. Amen.
He has the answer. Besides that, God's word will not return void. So if you inquire and find out what to say, and I don't know, I just feel like this relationship, I just feel like it's just going wrong. It's just going wrong. I don't know what we're going to do. These things aren't working out with me and my client or me and my boyfriend or me and whatever, spouse, whatever it could be. Instead of that, how about, Lord, you know how this turns out. What do you want me to say? And start confession. Start your confession on it. And don't give up. Because it's going to go God's way. His word will not return void. If you pray Ephesians 1:16 through 23 over anybody, they will change.
Amen.
That's how I got here. Ephesians 1:23 brought me to this place. Mm-hmm. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know the hope of his calling, the inheritance in the saints, and the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
Amen.
Right? That will not return void. That's what you should pray over your relatives. Pray that over your children. Pray that over the people in this church. So, it won't return void. So if you say what he says, listen to me. If you say what he tells you, you have no chance of failure. You need to believe that. Yeah, but you don't know my husband. He's a stinker. I know God, and he's way bigger than your stinker. John 6:63 says, it's the Spirit that gives life. Now get that, church. That's not just, oh, we're high in the Spirit, shama, shama, shama. It's whatever authoritative command came up through the Spirit, and you launched it. It's not you going back and repeating Charles Capps.
No.
Although he did very well. I mean, he told them, I'm leaving day after tomorrow, I'm going to heaven. And they're like, okay, Dad. He left.
Yep.
That man could have what he say.
Yep.
He had that revelation. He was the man on the earth that understood that better than anybody I know. But you don't have to repeat me, him, Brother Copeland, anybody, use any Christianese. What is the Holy Ghost telling you to say over the situation? And a lot of times, you'll open your Bible and he'll talk right there in a verse and change everything when you start quoting that.
Yes. True.
You said, and I'm saying it.
Yes.
You said, and I'm saying it. A seed is no respecter of persons. It'll grow whatever it grows. It doesn't respect anybody. No, I better not tell that on public. I'll tell y'all later. Okay, so what are we doing here? We're getting into this rest. We're getting into the Sabbath rest. We're getting into this holy place. We're inquiring of God. He tells us what to say. That puts us in the now.
Yes.
It's, did you hear what the scripture says? It says, it's the spirit that gives what? Life. Did you hear that? Live from the heart of Roxanne Alexander right now. See what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Right now, live.
Yes.
This is anointed.
Amen. Yeah.
Why? Because this is what God told me to say.
Right.
I was jumping up and down. You can ask Danny and Deb. I was in there. Man, God just told me this. And I was telling them stuff God, which, I mean, I couldn't even hardly sit in my chair today. I was studying this stuff. And there's nothing that I just told you that is really new to you. You just need a fresh perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, so life is coming from the Spirit. Jesus' words are spirit and life. So what Jesus tells you to say will produce what you desire to produce.
Amen.
How can I produce this, Lord? Well, say this and start saying it. And every time the devil says it ain't gonna happen, you can say liar. You're going in the fire. Hey, that could be a song. Liar, liar, you're going in the fire. But I have this now.
Amen.
I have it now.
Yeah,
yeah, Lord, I'm coming to that. Just like you want me to. Okay, so. Live from Holy Spirit, straight from Jesus. You got it from the Father. I mean, how many times have you heard that? Live! Are you watching something? You see it up in the corner. Live!
Yep.
Well, see yourself in that. Live, right now, in faith. Amen. Art Lopez, walking into favor miracles.
Glory.
That's hundredfold return words. That's hundredfold return words. So when you're producing the and kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, you're only going to get that from spirit words. You can go around being a parrot all day long, but you need to be a voice. You need to be a voice, not a parrot. Amen. You cannot operate off of a coined phrase. You have to hear what Jesus through the Holy Spirit is saying to you and use that word. That means you will probably at some time have to open this and look in it. And also you will have to listen to someone preaching. And also you just might want to go ahead and pray.
Yeah.
Particularly in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Church, I want to tell you something. The gifts of tongues and interpretation. It's tongues and interpretation, not tongues and translation. They heard their language.
Yeah.
Peter and them could have been saying, you know, Toyota, Motorola, whatever. You tie my tie, tie you tie. Whatever they were saying, yabba dabba doo. However they were speaking in tongues, I'm just trying to, you know, whatever they're doing. But they heard. Like, if I give a tongue and you translate it, mine might be, and yours could go on for 3 minutes. But that would be the interpretation that your spirit heard. Y'all get that? Okay, that was free. Now back to the message. All right, now, so, hundredfold words, you're getting them. The spirit will not return void. You can't operate on a coined phrase. Here's one thing I want to say. It's not even just the word of God, but a prophetic word. If you get a prophetic word, that is actually in the shelter of the holy place. Because the person operating in the prophetic, if they really are, if they're operating in the prophetic, they're giving you a word from the Holy Ghost, which is in that place, and you ought to take it and repeat it. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, war a good warfare with the prophecies that have been spoken over you. Dwayne Clark over here listed every prophetic word I've ever given him, and he goes over them. And they're all, because of that, they're all going to come to pass. He didn't just go, well, Pastor gave me a word. I sure do hope it happens. He didn't do that. He understood that.
Yeah.
He understands that. You got a war, a good warfare with what's been spoken over you. The Lord spoke over us on Sunday, I will light your path.
Yes.
Now, he's trying to light it tonight.
Yeah.
Get on it.
Amen.
Prophetic words are given so to give you something to say.
Yes.
They launch you. They give you something to say. If by the Spirit I tell you that God will show you extreme favor in the next 7 days, you shouldn't say, well, I hope so.
No.
If you sense that that's true, then start agreeing with that word. Church, the day is over of being a lazy Christian. Well, I'm out of church now. Let's just think about Chick-fil-A. Let's just do it. We'll just, you know, that's over. We got to go now. Meet you down. How about taking the message with you? How about using the word? How about taking your prophetic word? I know many of you take notes all the time. You're taking it with you. And then you do something with it. Okay. Now, let's go here. This is Mark 11:11. So Jesus came to Jerusalem and went into the temple. After looking around carefully at everything, he left because it was late in the afternoon. And then he returned to Bethany with the 12 disciples. You know, this is happening right before the Palm Sunday stuff and his abundant entrance into Jerusalem. They're walking back and forth, probably from Mary's house. You know, they were probably staying out there with those guys at Bethany. And so they're walking back and forth. But he goes in, he looks all around the temple. He's looking around. He goes, he's looking around the temple all day, but he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. There's a lot of people there. And he had no other assignment except to look around. He that hath an ear, let him hear. That was just his assignment right then. Just look around. Okay? The next day, verse 12. The next morning, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. He noticed a fig tree in full leaf a little way off, so he went over to see if he could find any figs. But there were only leaves because it was too early in the season for fruit. Then Jesus said to the tree, "May no one ever eat your fruit again." And the disciples heard him say it. Okay? Then he said something, didn't he?
Yeah.
Now he's talking. Why? Why is he talking now? This is not rocket science. It's because the Father gave him something to say. Now that right there is going to end up being a lesson to them. Because the fig tree is all about the religious people in Jerusalem. They're all pretty with all their leaves, but they're not producing fruit. Okay, so it's going to be a lesson. So right then, he's prophesying the end of their junk.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Yeah.
And the end of the fig tree, too. Now, so then Jesus said to the disciples, that's when they were asking him, you know, what is this about? When they come and they see that the thing, it just shrinks up and dies. And they're like, boss, how'd you do that? And he tells them, have the faith of God. That's how you do that. That's how you get your harvest. Have the faith of God. That's how you get the right husband. That's how you get the clients. That's how you get the right job. That's how you get the right people in the right places in the church. That's how you get good relationships. That's how you learn to walk in love. Have the faith of God. have the faith of God. Why? Because it's live.
Now.
Right now. It's alive. The word cometh. God's, when God uses his faith. Now this is what you already know. How do you use your faith? What works? Yeah. You believe and speak.
Yes.
God believes and speaks. And God's word is alive. And he told you what to say. So when you speak his word that is alive, it's going to happen.
Amen.
It would be like if you had a friend down at, out there at Kelly Moore, because you know them. And you told me, go out there and say, Art said. Actually, we've done that. And I went out there and said, you know Art Lopez? Yeah. He said, oh, okay. And they got it and brought it to me.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
God said with his faith that you already have on the inside of you. And now faith is the substance of what you're hoping for. When you said it now in this time, you got it right now.
Yes.
You skip time. You got it.
Yeah. Wow.
Is your house paid for? Because you can get it. But don't just go, praise the Lord, I got it now because you're preaching it. Yeah. Go ask God the words to say to get out of debt. Ask him. Ask him what to say to get a house. Ask him what to say to get a spouse. Ask him what to say where you're going to college. Ask him what to say.
Yes.
Ask him what to say over your relationships. Because in your, okay, here's the next thing. Well, I don't know if I can hear him. Come on. Can y'all tell I've been watching Chip Brim? He gets off on me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's alive. So, have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can speak to this mountain. May you be lifted up and thrown in the sea, and it will happen. Why? Because you have the faith of God. You must really believe that it'll happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it'll be yours. And just, you could just go around all the time. You'll get your faith built up if you'll talk to yourself. God said this. God said this. God said this. Praise the Lord. God said this. Mm-hmm. Keep going on it. Stay up.
Yes.
If Satan can steal your joy, he'll get your stuff.
Yeah.
Don't let him have it. Okay, so the thing is about this, though, is it can't be your words. It needs to be his word. His is the word that doesn't return void. You said a lot of things you better hope returns void. Come on, somebody. I have. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Mm-mm, no, I don't want that. Mm-mm. I'll tell you, today I had a miracle. Look, Danny, I have nothing. Not one thing. I was cooking, and you know me, I had to clean my stove. And so I had to clean my stove right afterwards, because this is, you know, kind of a nerd about that. It's my thing. Thank you for your kind words. So I'm taking the stuff off, and I just reached down to pick the middle one off, and it was still hot. And I'm like, I just screamed. And I was like, yeah! And so Deb grabbed an ice pack and I said, no. I have no burn there. And I mean, it hurt. Jesus healed me just like that. Just like that. I can't even tell that anything happened to me. Nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What came out of my mouth? I'm hurt! No. I said, Jesus! Yeah. I'm healed. Okay, so I know we all have lots of stories about that. The secret to now is having the faith of God. That's the secret. The faith of God is now. It operates outside of time. Abraham called himself the father of a multitude. God gave him those words, so he called himself that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What's he calling you? What's he calling you? Do you know? Do you know what he's calling you?
Yeah.
Is he calling you broke?
No.
Is he calling you sick?
Nope.
Is he calling you busted?
Nope.
No?
Uh-uh.
The opposite of all those things. He's calling you blessed.
Amen.
In fact, religious people, get over this. He's calling you rich. He's calling you debt free. You sure want to be that in these days. Amen. Praise the Lord. It operates outside of time. Say it from the Holy of Holies. Say it from the Sabbath, the resting place. The place of God is where you do it from. It's who you are. It's what he's already done for you. He's already done it. I just jumped up out of my chair today because I heard the Lord say this. He said, and I ran in there and I told Danny, I said, what is that scripture about the creation waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God? She shot it off to me. I went and looked it up. I said, this is exactly it. We're like this. We're like thinking, well, you know, the whole world's waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God so that we're witnessing in all the world. That's good. That's true. But that's not all there is to it. When sons of God manifest, everything is thrust toward them.
Amen.
Creation is thrust toward them. You get what you want. It's thrust toward them. Whether it's paint or floors or a new cow or a mule or a gun or whatever it is you need, a spouse, whatever. Money, whatever, job, it'll thrust towards you.
Yeah.
Do you get that? You gotta manifest as a son. And a son does what Papa tells him to do because the Bible says to honor your father.
Amen.
Yes. Glory to God.
Say it from the Holy of Holies. Because faith speaks outside of time. And then it breaks the barrier. When you relate to this earth, we need to relate to it as the future. And I mean, that's what we don't need to. That's what happens. Sorry. We relate to it as to the future. What's going to happen tomorrow? But with God, there's no tomorrow. He's already in today. He's in today right now. Bonnie is in today right now. Virginia's already walked up to her. So let me show you a few things, Bonnie Ray. Yeah, you're like, you don't know that. You don't know she didn't.
Yep. Amen.
Gay Gailey's probably right there. Hey, wow. Vic, got three Victory Churchers here now.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. But you know, we're in that same place in our spirit.
Yes.
You're that close to him right now.
That is right.
On the inside. Right. Heaven is in your heart. Right now. It's a part of you right now. You have the realm all around you. What God's trying to do is to get you to have the faith of God and manifest it out here. Not just in stuff coming to you, in the glory realm coming here so we can help people.
Amen.
Pull it in.
Yeah.
What you say matters to other people.
True.
What are you saying to people?
Yeah.
Are you just manipulating them with your words? Do you sit at home and say, you know, so and so? If they would just, and then you go out and try to manipulate them into doing it. I'll say it like Texas, that ain't God. What's God is to pray for people. Speak the word over people. And pray that we all come into the place where we're baptized enough in the Holy Ghost that the glory of God will manifest here. And people will come pouring in here and you'll lay hands on them. You will.
Yes.
So many. You see them lined up out the door?
Yeah.
Can you see them all out there? Can you see them trying to find a place to park and the police drive up here and say, I don't know what y'all are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say, maybe we can move over to the baseball field. I don't know. We got to have room. Can you see that? Because if you could see that and you guys are all lined up,
yeah.
You're the bullpen.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
True.
But see that you... We need the glory, but we're not going to get the glory with you. Got to step into it.
That's right.
And we have it.
Yes.
But you won't get it the other way. We got to do what God says.
Right.
I told Art I was coming out of the bathroom, and I must have looked real excited because he said, "What?" I said, "I am so excited to live in these times." I'm like, I want to do everything I can do. The King is coming. I want to do everything I can do. The King is coming. And he was doing like this. Yes, come on. We just started talking about it. I said, "Listen, okay, don't get mad at me, okay? Let me find a nice way to say this. I won't hurt anyone's feelings." God's not a liberal. Everybody doesn't get a trophy.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. That's right.
The trophies go to the ones who stepped up and won. Okay?
Yep.
Now, yeah. You shouldn't be talking that. I didn't say I didn't love people. I love people. I'm just telling you, he doesn't operate on, okay, everyone should get to take a trophy home. No, they shouldn't. The winner should. God is a rewarder of those that seek him. And when you line up there and you're standing in the Victory Church line with me, I plan to try to be in the front.
Yeah.
Because I want to be given a job. When we come, when we start ruling, I want to have a job. I don't want to go, "Well, you're going to have to be in school for, well, there's no time, so whatever it is." Come on, somebody. You know what I'm saying? I want to get out there and go, "Okay, Jesus, I'll do that."
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be fine being Pastor Jones' assistant pastor. That'd be a wonderful spot.
Amen.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Or whatever we do there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. But that's right. I don't want to be in first grade. I don't want to be in kindergarten. And I don't want to just have gone and Jesus say, "Well, glad you made it." I want to hear, "Well done."
Yeah.
And I hope you do too. I want to hear, "Well done." That I did something for God. Just praying. I shouldn't say just. It's major. If you'll just be a prayer, you're going to get a trophy.
Yeah.
Glory.
You're like, "Well, I'm religious and I don't want a trophy." Yes, you do. Stop it. Everybody likes to win. It's in you. God wants to win. And fortunately, he does. Yeah, you do. You want to win. You don't want to why? Because the opposite is the devil.
Right.
The opposite of victory is losing. We're not losers. Well, we all won because we all played. No, we didn't. Now, don't get me wrong. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Right.
But just get on the team. Serve, don't sit.
Serve, don't sit.
Whatever that looks like to you. Okay, let's finish. So, if I hurt your feelings about you didn't get a trophy, then you will. Everybody here is going to get one. I'm sure of it. Okay. So, he exists right now. He deals with us in eternal power. Eternal power is thrusting toward you. Right now, as Nancy says, there's enough power in this room to heal every person in here.
Yes.
Catherine Kuhlman prophesied that one day the whole church would get healed.
Yes.
People in meetings that every person would just get healed. Everyone. It wasn't laying hands on people either. It was the glory. It'd all just be healed. Well, maybe not everybody needs to be healed. Just about everybody nowadays, something needs to get healed, whether it's a toenail or get rid of your glasses or whatever. Praise the Lord. I'm taking that.
Amen.
Y'all okay? Okay. So, we live here in barriers. They're called time and matter. But faith speaks outside of time. Then it breaks the barrier. Man, I can't get off that trophy thing. How many of y'all have had a trophy in your life? Let me see. How many of y'all's children have had a trophy? Yeah. Let's see. Tennis right there, right? Your son, tennis. Does your kid have any?
I did it right once.
Yeah. Okay. What'd you get?
Soccer.
Soccer. Cool.
Katie was storytelling and Gabriel State Champion.
Yeah. Cool. I had some bowling trophies, me and Mata. Amen. Did you? Bowling trophies. Wait, Mata, did you bowl left-handed? Okay. See, when you're left-handed, the ball rolls better. You're like, are you going to preach your sermon or talk about bowling? Just give me a minute. I'm thinking about it. So, you know, because you have to bowl toward the mark of the high calling. And so you have to let that ball go just right. And on my side, it's not all messed up from all the balls rolling. Am I right?
You're right.
Yeah. Road race track.
All
right. Can I teach you how to bowl? You are? Okay. Well, yeah. Praise the Lord. Mod will probably teach you better than I would, but. Okay. So, you finding out what to say. Say it from the Holy of Holies. Where am I, Lord? He said, you're bowling. Okay. I'm not anymore. Okay. Apologize, Jesus. Okay. So it comes through the Spirit. We're going to close down. Okay. So, when you look, get this before we go now. When you look through time, okay, when you look through the time, you're looking through the veil of the curse.
No.
See that? You're looking through the veil of the curse because you're not cursed. You're not cursed. But you're looking through it because time had to come because we needed to get out of here. Okay. So you weren't meant to be there because you're not meant to be limited.
Amen.
Well, how can God control us and do whatever he needs to do if we're not limited? No, no, no. He's not trying to do that. He gave you authority and dominion and blessing and anointing so you could help other people. That's what you are going to do in heaven. You're going to still be helping other people. If you don't like serving, you're going to have a problem in heaven because it's serving. You and me may be talking and all of a sudden you go, you know what, Pastor, I'll see you later. The master's calling me. I got to go check out such and such.
Yeah.
Mom and them are down there and they're getting ready for something and they're calling me down there. You're going to be helping people all the time. It's going to be wonderful.
It is.
I like problem solving.
Yeah,
I get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Did you know only 1 in 100,000 people are problem solvers?
Huh.
And everyone in here is one.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're a problem solver.
Yes.
Don't you do that? I do that. If something comes up, I'm like, okay, how can I help them? Lord, show me what to say over that. How could they get that? Just like this thing with Bonnie.
Amen.
Okay, how can we do that? I don't want to just put my faith out there. I want to put my faith out there.
Yes.
And I want to tell the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can we do this?
Yeah.
How can we help Israel?
Right.
Yeah.
You can just text KCM, Israel, and the amount you want to give, and it'll go to Karen Heisad.
Right.
Karen Heisad. So that's the people we give to, Shmulek and Sam. You could just go through victory. Okay.
Yeah.
Satan's system needs the element of time to make it function like it should. You don't have to put up with that. Think of all the advantages that you could have if you knew what was going to happen in business.
Huh.
Talk about inside trading.
Yeah.
Legal inside trading. If you knew what God knew, you'd be on top of everything.
Amen.
Guess what? You can.
Yes.
Just don't shut down. Don't shut down. Listen for him. Talk to him. Do this. Live from the Holy of Holies. This is now. Tonight. Hundredfold return. Live from Victory Church. Hundredfold return.
Yes.
I'm not being silly. Sometimes you got to shout it out.
Yeah.
Well, I... No. Live.
Yeah.
Life, live. It's moving right now. Hundredfold return on your harvest.
Amen.
Now.
Hundredfold return.
Hundredfold return now. Yes. Now. Live. Yes. Live.
Thank you.
Living in the Holy of Holies now.
Yes. Hundredfold return.
Hundredfold return now.
Yeah.
Some of us could catch up with the crown prince of Saudi Arabia with all the seed we have in the ground. That'd be a good thing. Praise the Lord. Okay. So. Just do it. We are commissioned to live by faith so that we as the sons of God can be manifested. We can manifest. That means we can control and dominate what belongs to us. Not people. We don't dominate each other. That's not Bible. We love each other. We do not manipulate each other. But we dominate situations.
Yeah.
And we dominate the principalities and the powers and the devils and the demons. We dominate them.
Yep.
You can dominate your thoughts.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
You can dominate them. You don't have to let them go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
We're fasting. Remember what we said Sunday? And listen, you're going to love Sunday. Please come.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious. But we're fasting from what?
Negativity.
Negativity. It's time to fast from negativity. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't Jesus wonderful? Well, you know, Brother Hagin, the Look Magazine, y'all don't even remember Look Magazine. You weren't born yet, but remember Look Magazine, old timers in here? So Look Magazine came out and said that Brother Hagin was a false prophet. And then they came, and then the radio station or somebody else did. And then this famous preacher, because there was only like three preachers on TV back then. And Brother Hagin wasn't one of them. And that Billy and them were like, oh my God. I feel so bad for him. And he walked right into the meeting with them and said, isn't Jesus wonderful? He never even brought it up. He didn't care. Now, those three things went down, including the man that talked about him all the way. I wouldn't touch the anointing. I wouldn't touch it. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Doesn't matter what they say about you. Jesus is wonderful. It doesn't matter what's going on. Jesus is wonderful. Yeah, but what's going to happen? Well, there's going to be wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, big messes, all kinds of stuff happening. And guess what? We're going to rapture. Jesus is coming. But before he does, the great awakening is going to happen. The whole earth is going to see the glory of God. It's going to manifest.
Yep. Yes. Glory to God.
And then we're out of here. And then I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Victory Avenue.
Yeah. Victory Avenue.
Amen. Lord, help them wherever they're going in Jesus' name. I'm closing. You've heard what I said tonight many times. So I just have three words for you, and they're not John's three words. John tells us, he says, I only have three words. I don't know. That's not the three words I'm going to tell you, but he loves to pull that on us. These are the three words. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Yes.
Just think about how wonderful Jesus is. Just think about how you can be wonderful to people.
Yeah.
You get your mind off yourself. You can just be wonderful about people. If you just don't think about me, myself, and I. What about me? What about me? What about me? What about me? Just forget about that. Spend your time thinking about what we're going to do for Jesus in these days. Because we don't have very long. Oh, Pastor, you don't know. It might be 100 years. Well, listen, if Jesus tarries for 100 years, you still don't have 100 years. You only have until you're 120. And you're already past, most of you are past 20 in here. No, yeah. Oh, Amanda's in the now. She got that one. So, we're going to do everything we want to do. Mm-hmm. It's not a pride thing to want to win. It's not a pride issue to want to win. It's innate.
It is.
It's innate in you.
It is.
God is a success, and so his children are successful. So we're going to win. We're going to win every time. We're going to win against anything the devil could try to put out there. We're not going down. Israel's going to win. Do you have any doubt? Read the book. We're going to win, Jess.
That's right.
We're going to win. You're going to win at what you're believing for. You don't want to know why? Because you've already won.
That's right.
Just get in the now. You've already won. You've already won. You've already won. You've already won. Stop worrying. Stop fretting. Stop wondering how you're going to do it. And just ask the Lord the one thing. What should I say about that? What should I say about that? That's all you have to do. Amen. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Let's receive our offering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for every tither and giver. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing on our lives as we live in the Holy of Holies in the hundredfold return. We thank you, Lord, that our seed stays in the ground. We don't dig it back up. We thank you, Lord, that we give it time to grow. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. And we thank you, Lord, when the harvest is ripe, that we reap it in Jesus' name by the words of our mouth. We thank you, Lord, that the tither is blessed and the devourer is rebuked in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that if we give, it shall be given unto us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Will men give into our pockets in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and receive. Help the people, ushers. I was thinking about Brother Copeland. He was at a restaurant and he was talking to some waiter or waitress. I can't remember all the details, but, and he's done way more than this, but this particular time, this person, he just gave him a $20 bill. And it's no big deal to him, you know, he'll give $100, he'll give whatever, but he'd given this person this $20 bill. And he's driving home and when he pulls up at his house, someone had parked a Mercedes in his driveway. And so he called his guys and said, somebody's parked this Mercedes in my driveway. Do y'all know whose it is? They need to come get it because I got to get my car in. And they said, no, boss, one of your partners gave you that. And he said, so he went to the Lord and asked him, this is how you need to have a relationship with the Lord, church. He went to the Lord and he asked him, and he said, Lord, I didn't even want that. Why did I get that surprise? And he said, if you hadn't given that girl that $20, I couldn't have done that. But just in that obedience, just in that obedience. How many times have you done that?
Yeah.
Don't leave your harvest out there, church. It's yours. We have given and given and given. You need to get your harvest.
Yep.
Your account needs to fill up. What if everybody within the sound of my voice, what if for every amount of money that you spend every month, you had that much go into savings?
Oh, yeah.
Why not? Why is that not possible? It's totally possible in the now. In the live, it's totally possible. That requires you to have a plan, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, church, is if you make the plan, God fills in.
True.
I know you've heard my story over and over, of paying off the American Express card, $60 a month. But as soon as we started doing that to get out of debt, we got in debt because we didn't get paid enough at our job.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went into debt. So we started paying $60 a month. And lo and behold, from the $10 an hour job, we went to the $38.50 job.
Mm-hmm.
Plus per diem, you know, whatever, you know, it was a lot of money. It was a $100,000 job a year.
Mm-hmm.
So we went from that little thing to that little thing. Why? Because we stepped out.
Yep. Right.
Ask him what to do and start saying, because that's what we did. We've been faith people for a long time. Start saying, who said it? Randy said it in here about this building. The Lord hath need of you. And Danny just brought that up to me again. Whatever the Lord hath need of, let's start confessing it.
Yeah.
We need some flooring in this church. We need for Bonnie to be honored. Amen.
Yeah.
We need some things out there at the at the new, whatever it's called. Yeah. Huh? Parsonage. We're starting to work on that. God's doing these things. Uh-huh. Whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that you want, He wants to do it, church.
Right.
He wants to. Go ahead and win.
Yeah.
Go ahead and win. Go ahead and win. You can win. You want to live better? Now, well, how are we going to do that with the whole world blowing up in the kingdom? In the kingdom? The scriptures and the prophecies say that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Believe that word and you're going to have it. Believe for your health. The Bible says your youth can be renewed like the eagles. Okay. I just heard this. You hate your job? He's got a better one. You don't like what you're doing? If it's wearing you out, you're in the wrong thing. You should be having joy for what you do. Either that or you like your job, you're just doing it wrong.
Okay.
It's one of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. God wants you to win.
He does.
Praise the Lord. Pray.
Yeah.
Get the answer.
Yeah.
Walk outside with Him. Look at the stars. Say something. Lord, I promise you, as soon as you start doing that, He'll open right back up to you and say, hey.
Yeah.
He'll start talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
He'll start talking to you quickly. He'll tell you, say this. Don't try to make it up. Don't go, just relax. Just praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I praise you. Look at this word, what you said right here. You said this, Lord. You said this about me, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for this word. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I will just open to this. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. No curse can hurt you. No words outside of God can hurt you. God's words won't hurt you.